Yeah, there's all this stuff about the good cops and the people that are out there trying to make the world a better place. And there's so many, he's a good police officer. Okay, I got a question. He's a good police officer. All right, I'll believe that. He's a good police officer. I got a question. How much time did that good police officer spend telling his fellow police officers, hey, guys, make sure that you're not arrogant. Make sure that you don't act like you're better than everybody else. Because if we act like we're better than everybody else, eventually people are going to get mad and come against us. How much time do police spend telling that to each other? I mean, we see so many videos of bad cops, and then we see so many other videos of police that are good and peaceful and nice and everyone. Oh, they're so nice. He's so wonderful. It's pure wonderful. That's it. He's wonderful. Did that wonderful police officer tell the other bad police officers to stop being bad? Did that wonderful police officer tell all police officers, make sure you don't get an attitude? You know, I look at this and it reminds me of something that I'm seeing. And I've thought this my whole life. And now that I'm about 40 and I've been in Taiwan 12 years, I'm starting to see I was right the whole time. This is what I thought then and what I thought now. I'm not a parent. I don't have kids, but I work with them. And I help the parents who have the kids that the teachers can't help and that the parents can't help. Some kid has a bad attitude, won't learn this, peeing on the floor, or, doesn't do any homework, a bad person. And I come in and do what I can do, and I tell people, all right, let's try this and this and this, and the kid improves, and everything's better. Now, that does not mean that I know how to do the 24/7 thing, but it doesn't mean that I know nothing either. I mean, parents are asking me how to deal with this. One of the questions is English. Another one is piano. Another one is school in general. So I'm in Taiwan making friends, and Royu, I work with Royu. I teach him Bible and I correct his English and I teach him computer. And I don't charge any money for it. And his parents tell me that they've got, things are, they're just really wonderful with him. And that's what I do. And, yes, he's a skater kid. He's part of my connection to skating, but I was already connected, which is how I met him. And so I'm friends with his parents, and they come to me and ask me, what can we do about this? And they're frustrated that we're concerned about this. We don't want that. That's got to stop. And we don't care about it. So they tell me what they think, and I see there, and I've got my little, place, and I do what I can do and dribble down the good things I can dribble down. And in some ways I'm doing what those good respected teachers in school would do in America, but they don't have those teachers around here. They've got a bunch of Confucianists who want to be mean to the kids that don't know anything. So as I've been going through this and I've been watching this, I've seen something, some opinion that I've had when I was younger, and I still have it today. See, now I'm the adult and the parents are my friends. The people that are my age are now the ones with the kids. And now I feel the pressure. I feel the pressure to be a yes man. I feel the pressure to tell all the other people that are my age, oh, you're perfect. Oh, you do nothing wrong. Your kids' problems are only theirs. And there's nothing that you can do to improve. You're a ping pong ball in someone else's game. All problems are not your fault. And you are so, here's the faster, normal way of saying all that. It's hard for parents. Uh-huh, right. Okay, and that basically means they're never wrong, so STFU and GTFO, right, and blame it all on the kids. I look at this and I say, how many kids grow up with conflict with their parents who wouldn't have a conflict with their parents if some other parent, one of their parents' friends, had just once said, you're not making your kids hate you, are you? You talk about some problems. Are you getting help with anything? Or you're not being a know-it-all, do-it-all, are you? You know, do you need help with something? It's okay to ask people for help. And if you feel you're just making your kids more and more angry, it's all right to do something different. At the same time, that means not letting them walk on you. If parents let kids walk all over them, then the kids will also hate them. You know, so you got this balance here, right? Parents are afraid to say that to each other because they're talking to their friends and they're trying to be cool. Well, I'm probably guessing that police have a lot of the same thing going on. See, the parents that know how to raise their kids and their kids are raised well and they have normal problems, but they get through them and they grow up to be pretty good people. Those parents are friends with other parents that do a bad job and their kids have big problems and they don't fix their problems and they grow up to have other major problems in life. Well, while they're raising their kids together, the quote unquote good parents, they won't go to the quote unquote bad parents and give them any suggestions, any encouragement. They won't ask them any questions. They won't suggest anything at all. Oh, it's hard for parents. And that's all they do. Are those really good parents? And when police officers do the same thing with each other, are those really good police officers who don't say anything when they see garbage going on? So I'm that, well, that pretty much sums up the thought that I've had on this. So I'm not in a position to try to tell parents how to do the 24/7 thing. I do know how to deal with the kids that they don't. And that doesn't make me wonderful. If I were a 24/7 parent, I probably wouldn't know how to do it either. You know, generally speaking, if parents are having trouble, they should ask one of the respected teachers at school what to do differently and get some opinions. Now, you know, be careful because those teachers are probably parents. It's hard for parents and they rubber stamp everybody. But where's the accountability? The peer review. Where's the thing where we're telling each other, hey, make sure that you're doing your best. See, you go to the gym, you've got accountability everywhere because the results are right in front of everyone. Oh, that guy's coming along and he's growing. That guy's achieved a lot. He's gotten there. And results don't lie. Laziness will show, and so will hard work. But in other areas of life that are a little bit more obscure, we find our excuses to refuse to improve, and we find our excuses to not encourage others to improve. So, I don't know. I'm not saying what we need to do in particular, but other than just, are we being yes men? Are we just saying yes all the time? Are we applauding people that maybe shouldn't be just only applauded? Are we giving useful criticism or some, they call it constructive criticism? Are we giving any sort of a feedback and telling people, make sure you're not, making regrets? Are we doing that with each other as parents and police? I mean, in theory, it's got to be there. But as a parent myself, I can't say. All I know is results don't lie. See you tomorrow.